You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
John with the Black Catholic Initiative. It's great to be with you this morning. For today is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. Today you are alive if you're listening, and you have all things that are possible at the realm of your fingertips and at the realm of your mind, your thinking. God is with us. He can do all things. Those who believe in him through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Good morning. We are going to talk with today Deacon Greg Shumpert. And Greg, are you with us?
I am.
Good. And thank you for joining us remotely today, Deacon Shumpert, because we needed a guest and you came through. And I appreciate you coming through in the last minute. But, Greg, you and I, we haven't seen each other in a little while, but we kind of stay in touch indirectly in many ways. And I didn't get a chance to see you on last Sunday at the St. Francis dinner there. You did attend that, right?
Yes, I did.
And give our listeners, I guess, your impressions of that beautiful event that they hold annually, the Deacons.
Well, the St. Francis Day dinner, I'm involved with Deacon Cook. What I do is commitment to St. Francis Day for the deacons is to take up the ads and make sure that the Catholic churches in the Archdiocese of Chicago are able to have their ad fees recorded. So I do that part for the Diaconate office. The other thing for the ad is beautiful because it supports deacons who gets in trouble with their work. So if they're laid off or if they're temporarily displaced for work or they run into any illness, the Diaconate Council actually supports them until they get back connected to work. And the St. Francis Day Dinner puts up TV. They put up different kind of prizes that you can bid on in that dinner.
Trips.
So that we raise money in order to do that each year. They also support the Black Deacon for the sunrise service we have every year. And currently they challenged me to a new proposition in terms of having an open ceremony for the school coming back together again. So they want to have a closing ceremony that the Black Deacons look at, and possibly an opening ceremony sending the kids back to school. So that's why I think it's a great opportunity for not only just Black Deacons in Chicago, but deacons at large in order to change the place and make it better than we found.
I think that's awesome. So this past Sunday, Deacon Greg, how well attended was the event, and what did you think of the event this past Sunday?
The event this past Sunday. Which event are you speaking about?
Now, you know what? Exactly. It wasn't this past Sunday, but the first Sunday of October. And days are really running together for me because of the many duties that I have on hand, quite frankly. But I'm talking about the St. Francis day that we had.
The convocation, you mean?
St. Francis dinner.
Oh, the St. Francis dinner.
That's
was
what I'm talking
success.
About. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. St. Francis Day dinner was a success. We often have under the Archdiocese of Chicago with families, roughly 400 people attend that dinner.
There you go.
You know, and it's at a cost of almost $50 per plate, and then we incorporate other things in it. We give away a cash prize donation of $1,000 for the first prize, and $500 second prize, and two $100 prizes, and five $50 prizes in order to support the ticket sales that we do. So we do pretty well on that in order to be of service to the deacons in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Right, and so it's that money that's raised that goes towards some of those things that you were talking about initially.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And so, yeah. So the convocation is another thing. And so how was the convocation that you attended?
Well, the convocation was excellent. We had the honor of having the presenters from Canada this year. And it was a priest and his staff. And what they've done in Canada is they've started to tackle the issues of parishes closing and declining in numbers simply because, you know, the Catholics of Vatican I, the older Catholics since Vatican II took place are older, and the younger people are not attending Mass as well. So what they did was they gave us a snapshot of how we could reach out to younger people, some things that they were doing in Canada that we could incorporate possibly in the Archdiocese of Chicago. They taught us how we train leaders, how leaders train leaders to become Catholic leaders as well and bring other people closer to Christ. So it was an outstanding ministry. So what I took away from it, though, is having the opportunity to train leaders in my parish on the west side of Chicago at St. X. So I'm looking forward to that. It was very instructive so that we could take instruments. And what was different is they had a young lady who was drawing art to tell the story of what we were learning in the session. So we had an overall session where we had everyone gathered together, and then we had breakout sessions that you could go through. They had breakout sessions for lay people, they had and deacons, and then they had breakout sessions for priests. They had breakout sessions for people in certain denominations in terms of where they lived in terms of the parts of the city. So it was just a great two-day session, and it started at 9:30 and ended at 6 p.m. So it was an all-day session. It just wasn't something to go in and then run right out. So they would plant the seed, and then once they planted the seed, what they decided to do was kind of have interaction with the people in the session.
Gotcha.
So it was just a great time, Deacon.
That sounds good, Deacon. Look, we're going to take a break right now. We'll join you in just a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago. Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
More than 2,000 people share the message of evangelization at the Renew My Church Summit, we update you with the latest developments from the Synod on Youth in Rome. 7 archdiocesan schools receive Blue Ribbon Awards from the U.S. Department of Education, and you'll love our photos of pets who showed up for their annual blessing.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and if you just joined us, you're listening to Catholic Chicago on 750 AM WNDZ. And this morning we're talking to Deacon Greg Shumpert, who is just one excellent example of a deacon for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we're having some conversation with him about the St. Francis Day and the convocation that he's experienced recently. Deacon, you said something, and I want to kind of get some feedback from you on this. You mentioned that there was an artist who was with you guys on that convocation, and she was basically drawing up or putting something together, depending upon whatever session she was in on or listening to. And my question to you is, what did she come up with?
Well, she had a large painting board, and what she was doing, she was drawing pictures to reflect the conversations we was having, and she was in our overall session. And believe it or not, Deacon, I couldn't even remember her name.
Okay,
now.
That's okay.
But her occupation, that was her occupation. So she goes from city to city whenever she's contracted out, and she draws the conversation that you have, and she put words with the conversation. And once she finishes that poster board, and I mean, it's a large poster board. It's like a 6 feet poster board, and it's like we had three days sessions in it. So 2 days of the Renew convocation went for the two people groups that I said in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The third day went for your parish was one of the parishes, St. Felicitas and St. Joachim's and St. Albie's, stayed over that third day in order to have a better integration of what they went through in order to, combine the church. So it was a great opportunity for all of us to hear what each other was saying, to hear the points that was coming out from the speakers, and how to integrate that into what we do.
And Deacon, did you have an opportunity to look at the final rendition or whatever it was that she completed, or did she have an opportunity to complete that?
She did have an opportunity to complete it.
Because I want to see it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I have it, and I will forward it to you, Deacon, and let you see what I was talking about.
Please.
So most people wouldn't have a thought of having a 6-foot poster board standing. So it's like a tree, and off the tree comes the branches. And you know, God is a tree and we are his branches. Same sort of scenario.
Divine.
And then she starts to put the vines from the branches, correct?
Right.
And then she starts to put pictures and captions of words together to tell a story.
I love that.
So it was just awesome.
Deacon, I love that. You know, I did something like that personally myself, and I did my own history. You know, yes, sir, from when I could remember as a kid. And I did it, you know, just so that I can see my failures and my accomplishments. I wanted to see them before me, but also wanted to, you know, envision the goals that I had for my future. And so that becomes the fruit.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, you know, when you list all those things that you have accomplished, you know, whether it's something simple or something that might have been a little difficult, I think it's a great tool for all of us to take a look at to just motivate ourselves, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back when nobody else is. And so I think it's a great tool. So for the listeners who are listening to us, maybe you try that and just see where your life is, where it's going, and where you want it to go. I think that's a great exercise.
Yeah.
Now, Deacon,
that was a fantastic exercise.
Well, I can't wait for you to send that to me because I want to take a look at it. So whenever you have an opportunity, yeah, please let me check that out. Deacon, you've been a deacon now for how long?
This May 1st will be 20 years for me since ordination in 1999.
Wow, God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, and I don't say that lightly when I say you're just an excellent example of what a deacon should be. You work your tail off. You know?
Well, I think God calls us deacon cook, and I think you realize it too. But God calls us to leave the place better than we found it.
Mm.
And I really believe in that. In terms of being available for other people, being available for my church family, and being available for my community. I believe that.
Well, nobody does it better than you, you know. And of course, there's a lot of hard work in deacons. I know that. But, I mean, I've watched you as long as I've been a deacon, and that's now 16 years. And, you know, you have a high motor. You have a Khalil Mack motor.
Appreciate that, Deacon.
Yeah, of course, I'm talking about the great Chicago Bear, now linebacker lineman. I mean, this guy, he just doesn't shut it down. And now he's got an ankle injury, so he's got to get over that. But getting back to you, Deacon, you know, you really give of yourself so much. And so my question is, what makes you get up in the morning excited about giving of yourself the way you do? Because you've been doing it consistently as long as I've seen you.
Amen. Part of it is knowing exactly what you said this morning. God wakes us up this morning and gives us another opportunity to have all things abundant.
Yes.
You know, anything that we want, if we plan it, if we work towards it, if we put it down and we look at it and we can see it, we can achieve it.
Amen.
You know, but it doesn't only happen by yourself. It happens when you're integrated with other people, other organizations, and other things, you know, just besides yourself. So part of it is being selfless. Part of it is being directed. Part of it is being caring for other people's lives. And that's what drives me every day, to make people better than I found them, to share with people some of the knowledges that God has shared with me.
And one of the things that you learned, Deacon, and you just spoke some serious wisdom right there. You know, I hope some people listened to you and learned right there, because that's some serious wisdom to say how things work. And to me, you hit it right on the head. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you first got to have the heart. You got to be open. You got to be ready to listen to God. And you got to realize that, you know, you are called to do a work for God. And in the meantime, you're going to have some people that's going to come in your life that are necessary to work alongside with you. Recognize when that time and opportunity exists, right?
Correct.
Yes, sir. And you've done it really well. And you've also have been through this, you know, church closing, and renewal of the church, of course. And we're going to talk about that right after this break. I see I'm getting a hint here. We'll talk about that when we come back.
All right, Peter.
we invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to a screening of a Holocaust denial film and the discussion that followed. We'll take you to a sunrise prayer service on Chicago's lakefront. And we'll show you how a Catholic elementary school found a unique way to ring in the new school year.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100. Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Cupich and Loyola Ramblers Chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to archchicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
So, Deacon, when we left off, you know, I had touched upon Renew My Church and the effort that's going on there. And you mentioned St. Felicitas, St. Albie's, and Joachim, St. Joachim. You mentioned the fact that they were there at the convocation, and you had an opportunity, of course, to observe that. But when the Archdiocese also asked people to reach out or act as companions to churches like us who are going through this, you were one of the first who stood out or stepped up and said, you know, I want to be a part of that.
Correct.
And so you had your own experience at St. Francis Cabrini, right?
Yeah, I did, at St. Francis Cabrini. And my experience happened over 30-plus years ago.
Okay.
Or 40, maybe I'd say 40 years ago, when I was a young person. But, Deacon, I thought of it a little bit different than most people think of it. I always understood from what I just heard on your commercial, Sister Jean and Cardinal Cupich say, about caring and loving the church. I always understood that the church was in me, and I walked around with the church in me.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thought was not that my church is closing more so than, oh, I'm going to get 2 weeks off from church. That was my joke to myself. So I missed one Sunday, and the next Sunday I knew what I was going to be doing is taking the gifts that God gave me over to St. Agatha, bringing them with me, bringing some of those people with me, and making that place much richer than we found it. So we wasn't losing a whole church. We were gaining a new experience. But in order to gain the new experience, I had to embrace it.
You know, Deacon, again, your wisdom just shines through. And that's kind of the way I look at it as well. And I think you have to. I think it's actually one of those survival tools that you use to get you through tough times like that. But the fact of the matter is, that's a true statement. And it certainly is one that is very helpful, because some people are so rigid that they don't want to have a new experience. They want this experience, and they don't want to lose it. They hold on tightly to it. And so what do you say to someone who is like that?
Well, what you got to do is, you mentioned in that transition for you guys, I was a companion. What the companion usually do is help those people who are rigid, help those people who don't understand that they're not closing the Universal Catholic Church. Well, Universal Catholic Church will one. And we've got to understand the gifts that we have, we bring to another place. Mm. So some of us, it takes longer to integrate. Others integrate very quickly. Some take the middle ground. But it's up to the deacons and the lay people that assigned to the Archdiocese of Chicago to make sure that nobody's forgotten, nobody's left behind, nobody's taken for granted, and nobody's judged on the basis of how they think or what they do. So it's our action as deacons and lay people and priests in the Catholic Church in order to make people feel at home. And sometimes that process takes a moment.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean it can't happen.
Yeah, amen, Deacon. And you're doing some other important work that many folk don't know about, and it's regarding our mental health centers.
Yeah, Deacon, I always take on tasks, though, I think that's larger than me.
Mm.
And I talked a moment ago about being selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And what I meant by that is we started on the near west side, North Lawndale and East and West Garfield Park, to take our tax dollars, increase our taxes, in order to take those tax dollars by the people in order to open up a mental health center. So let me give you a brief history. We had 19 mental health centers in the city of Chicago, and all closed except for five. And those were not getting the funding that they needed from the city of Chicago. So what we did was President Kennedy back in his day set out a referendum for communities to come together in order to tax themselves and have a tax-run center by the people by just putting in more tax dollars. So it was a minimum amount of money in order to do it. So my question to people was, would you rather have your tax dollars taken and people do whatever they want with it, or would you rather choose where your tax dollars go? And most often people said they wanted to choose where their tax dollars go.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, well, okay, well, I need an extra, you know, 0.4% from you, which is basically nothing
right
out of what you pay in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put it together in those areas, and the area I talk about of my own, we've got somewhere around $1.2 million in order to open up a center, to bring in clinicians to talk to people. So it's preventative mental health. And that's not the first one that we've done, Deacon. We've actually are working on number three. So we have one at 4141 South Kedzie that we call the Kedzie Center, which is up and running, and it's been running now going into its fourth year. The second one is the one I just mentioned, Near West, North Lawndale, East and West Garfield Park. We will be open March of 2019 coming up. So we've got the commissioners on board. We've got people selecting where the center will be because it's got to be in the center of all those three areas. And the third one that I spoke about is Logan Square, Amosa area, where they will be voting on raising their taxes on November 6th, this next coming election. So we've got them on the ballot, and all they have to do is take 51% of the voters in their area, and if they vote yes to the increase and yes that they want a mental health center run by the people, then it will be approved after the voting is over that night. So we'll be watching the voting closely, and then we'll have a voting party right after, we succeed on that. And we're pretty sure.
Deacon, we got to run. And thank you so much. That is awesome information. You guys have done great work. I'm going to ask God to bless you and help you to persevere in all the work that he's given you to do. Thank you so much, Deacon,
Amen.
For joining us. God bless you, man.
Thanks for having me, Deacon. And may his peace be with you until we meet again.
Amen.
The love of the Lord Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.